You can hear the Voice of Sacramento underneath Channel 17 and 18's bulletin board and streamed at accesssacramento.org.
FM KUBU, the Voice of Sacramento. New music from Herb Eimerman. We just heard Just Wishful Thinking. And I was just saying to myself the other day, it would be just wishful thinking if I could have Herb on my show, and voila, all the way from the Chicagoland area, here he is, Herb Eimerman. Herb, how you doing?
Ta-da! Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. It's like magic. Wow. you know, I'm really digging the new five-song EP, Five Dimensional Man. Congratulations. Well done, my friend.
Ah, thanks. I appreciate that.
And I want to throw a comment out there. One of our mutual friends, Mike in Pittsburgh, made a comment that he hears a little bit of Marshall Crenshaw in your music.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I'm a big fan of Marshall Crenshaw's. I don't know if that's probably an unconscious thing, but yeah, cool.
You know, you could do a lot worse than that influence. That's very, very
no
cool.
Kidding. No kidding.
So what's the meaning behind the title of the album, Five Dimensional Man? I love that title.
Well, it kind of morphed into that. Joe was on his side of the world doing some projects and in Australia, and Magnus is currently doing a project in Sweden. And Joe said, I actually told Joe I'm bored, and he said, you should do a new single. And I hadn't done released anything since 2006. So I did two songs and we recorded those, and I was going to release that as a single. and a third song happened, and then a fourth song happened, and a fifth song happened, and each song was really much different than the others. And Joe said, and it's kind of a tip to the hat of the Byrds. The Byrds had an album out in 66 called Fifth Dimension. And he said, you know, you should go with Five Dimensional Man as the title for the project. It's five completely different songs. And I wasn't sure. I'm like, okay, maybe. And then his wife, Erica Algieri, said she wanted to do a cover for it, and she did a painting. And she did five separate panels to go with Five Dimensional Man, and it all kind of fell together, and I thought, oh, this is pretty cool.
That's a nice-looking cover, too.
She did a great job on it. She's an extremely talented artist.
Yeah, absolutely. And so now that you have this beautiful artwork, you are sort of committed to the title and concept, aren't you?
There you go.
You know, it's kind of funny because Joe and I were driving through the Central Valley of California a couple years ago after your wonderful gig that I unfortunately couldn't make it to. And we were talking about just this very thing. He was saying the same thing to me. He said, I want to see Herb put out another album. It was just kind of funny. And here we are 2 years down the road and you did it.
Well, and Joe produced it, and Joe wanted to produce it, and I was all for that. He's got a great sense of power pop music in general. He's just a great guy to work with. He's got a great set of ears, and he helps steer me and keep me clear of trouble. He's a great guy to work with.
Now, is this the first time that he produced your music, your solo music?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, now I get why you want to do that. You guys, of course, have worked together on other projects, including your, I call it your world music band, the Britannicas.
Yeah, that's my favorite band in the world right there.
Wow.
I love working with those guys.
And I know you've met Joe, and for the listeners who don't know about the story, why don't you tell everybody where you're all located?
Well, Joe's in Perth, Australia. Magnus is in Stockholm, Sweden, and I'm here in Lakeville, Illinois. And we all met. I played with Jeff Murphy of Shoes at the original International Pop Overthrow in L.A. in 98. And those guys were there in the audience, along with Stefan Johansson from Stockholm. And Stefan did drums on my new solo album. And he did the drums on High T, which was the Britannica's latest album. And those guys, they were in the audience. We played. We had never met. We ended up on the roof of the Holiday Inn that night with about 20 guitars, all out of tune. And we're all drinking beers and smoking cigars, and we're playing Brown Eyed Girl. And the last thing that Joe said to me that night, as he's on a plane getting ready to go back to Australia, is, someday we're going to do a solo album, or we're going to do an album together. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And we ended up doing that. And over the internet, we all recorded stuff in our home studios. We sent it to Joe. Joe produced it all. We started with Christmas songs.
Okay.
And then it became the Britannicas after about 3 years of Christmas songs. And that's kind of how it all started.
And that's where I jumped in. That's where I first heard of you guys, was your debut album from, I think it was 2010. And then you guys are also very prolific. I think Joe, the most of all, he's always releasing something. I think he's probably he's unusual in that when I got my first mailbox, I think one of Joe's CDs was the first thing to arrive. And I think when I got my second mailbox, I think one of Joe's projects was also the first thing to arrive.
Joe's very driven. Joe's very talented. He writes all the time. I don't know how he does it because, I mean, he's got a business. He's got bands that he's in. He's got his family. He's just a driven guy.
Well, you know, that's the indie music ethic, you know, as are you. And, you know, you've got all this music in you and you're playing different projects. The songs, are they all brand new songs?
On my album?
Yes.
There's one that's old, one that I wrote a few years ago, and I had recorded a demo here for it and didn't really do anything with it. I had 9 songs done for a new album, and I shelved it. I just didn't want to release it, and when I decided to do this new solo album, I looked at my old songs, and I picked one, and that was Believe That I Do. I always felt good about that song. I didn't like the recording, so I completely re-recorded it with Joe, and that's the only older song.
Nice. And what inspires your songwriting?
Well, Believe That I Do was actually written by an experience I had on Laughing Bird Key about 19 miles off the coast of Belize. I was on a snorkeling trip, and it just and the song just blew me away. It was just, you know, a half an acre of island, and that's all. And you know, you can't take anything with you. Just leave footprints in the sand. And it was just kind of a I don't know. It was just a very different experience. But you know, there's different things, you know, that inspire you. Who knows what inspires songs?
Yeah,
they just kind of fall out of the sky.
I got to think, if you have it, you have it. And so you're one who has it, and you know, that's how it turns into a song somehow.
It's a sickness.
I wish I could inherit that sickness. You know, I really want to become a musician so I can work with you and Joe and Magnus. I need to learn how to play music and write songs.
I always wanted a radio show.
I think we could do a little swap here then. Oh, that's too funny. So who plays on the EP? Is it all you, or do you have other musicians on the EP?
I played everything on it except for the drums, and Stefan Johansson did the drum track. There's two songs that there's a really kind of an interesting little keyboard part that Joe Algieri played on. But other than that, I did all the vocals and all the instruments on it, and like I said, Joe produced it in Perth, Australia, and that's how we did it.
Nice. And I've seen photos of some of your instruments online on Facebook. You've got some beautiful guitars and basses. I believe you are the proud owner of at least one Rickenbacker.
I've got a Rickenbacker 12-string, yep.
Nice, nice. Yeah, there's the jangle. I love that.
I love it too.
Man. So I'm chatting with Herb Eimerman, who just put out a great 5-song EP called Five Dimensional Man. Herb, why don't we take a quick break and listen to another song? Which one
cool.
would you like me to play? You get to pick. I'll see if I can dial up real fast.
Live to Tell.
Live to Tell. Here we go. Track number 2. Here's Herb Eimerman.
Walking down this road, I can see the good time. Hitting up this trail, I can see the rest. And what it takes just to make you all mine. Don't put off those things that can stand the test. Live to tell who you really are. With love and friendship for us all. Walking down the road, I can see the good time. Heading up this trail, I can see the rest. Don't send us back if you think it's alright. Only if you're sure and if you feel the same. And just say I do to everything that's alright. All you have to do is just call out my name. Live to tell who you really are. With love and friendship for us all. You can send this back if you think it's alright. Only if you're sure and if you feel the same.
And And that's more new music from Herb Eimerman off Five Dimensional Man. This song was called Live to Tell. Herb, what is that song about?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. That's just kind of wandering up this hill and these roads, and everything's going to be fine. It's just kind of a feel-good song.
Well,
it's just kind of a feel-good song.
You know, I love that. It sounds really good, and you know, makes me feel good too. It lives up to the billing. So,
the best is yet to come.
Totally. I firmly believe that. So I want to touch upon something we mentioned a few minutes ago. You had this really cool gig in L.A. 2 years ago, and you played with Joe Algieri and Nelson Bragg. How did that come about, and how did it go down?
Well, Joe was talking about coming to Chicago, and he had an album out called The Jack, and he asked me if I'd be up for wandering around and playing with him. So he traveled here. I hadn't seen Joe since 1998, and he flew from Perth. I picked him up in Chicago. He had seen the Beach Boys in Perth a little while before that, and as you know, Nelson Bragg plays with the Beach Boys,
yes.
And I think it was about at 4 in the morning, he convinced Nelson that if he ever came to L.A., Nelson was going to play with him and didn't give him an out on that. So Nelson confirmed he'd do it. Joe flew to Chicago. He stayed with me here in the house, and we rehearsed our tails off. We had never played live ever, and we rehearsed for a few days. We did a gig in Chicago at Martyrs. We did a gig in Waukegan down on the lakefront outdoors.
Nice.
And then Joe and I flew out to Los Angeles, and we had just one day rehearsals with Nelson. He got some rehearsal space. Joe sent him the songs that we wanted to play, and Nelson, gosh, he's such a great drummer, such a great musician, and he had his act together, and we went through the songs, then we put a set together, we played the set once, we took a break, we played the set a second time, and then we went to, I can't even think of the name of the club now in Los Angeles, and we played the International Pop Overthrow Festival, and as a three-piece, as a power piece, we just turned it up and threw it up hard against the back wall, and it was a ball.
Wow. Is there any video or audio of that available?
Actually, there is. There's a short video that we were going to put on. Someone took it and put it on YouTube, and Joe and I saw it, and Joe contacted that person and asked to take it down.
Oh, wow.
But I've got a copy of it.
Okay.
It's you know, the sound is weird. It wasn't recorded very well, and I think it's cool. I would have been fine with leaving it up, but
yeah, I could see where maybe you'd only want to be presented in your best light. But on the other hand,
exactly.
That's kind of a historical document. I hope I get to see it. Well, when we get together in person someday, you'll have to show me.
Cool.
Very, very cool. So where can my listeners find out more about you and your music? Well, I'll make sure we get that in there.
Well, all of my solo albums, Five Dimensional Man is my sixth solo album, and all of my stuff you can find on CD Baby. It's all on, I think I've got about 130 songs now on iTunes under my name.
Wow.
So yeah, it's all out there. You can find it all out there, along with the Britannica's stuff. It's all out there.
Very good. I'm chatting with Herb Eimerman. Do you have any gigs coming up? Do you play live much?
No, I haven't. I haven't played live since Joe was here, so I haven't done a live thing in 2 years.
Oh, wow. It sounds like you're a little bit overdue, especially you need to air these new songs out a little bit in public.
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword for me. When I play live, I want it to be perfect, and you know, you've got a sound man that's half asleep or he's been drinking too much or something dumb always happens, and I end up getting crabby. And
I hear you. You got to do it the right way if you're going to do it all. So just a couple more minutes. We actually are. I can't believe how fast this time has gone. If you had a short list of musical influences, who would you say has been the greatest influence on your music?
Oh wow, big bands. That's easy. Beatles, Byrds, Badfinger. Those are my three big bands. But I'll tell you, as far as people that I've worked with, no doubt Joe Algieri has changed and saved my musical life. I was ready to quit. He approached me and pushed me, and we started the Britannicas, and I was bored with my solo career, and he changed everything for me. And I absolutely loved working with Jeff Murphy of Shoes. He produced two of my solo albums, my earliest two albums, and then he and I did the Nerk Twins.
Oh, nice.
Together. So yeah, those are the guys.
Those are some great influences. And I have to ask you the deep dive scandalous question. I've probably asked you this before. I'll ask you again. What's your favorite food?
Oh gosh, any kind of fish.
Nice. Well, that's a good thing. You live near the lake.
What a weird question, Mike. Hey, Mike. What are you wearing?
Well, I'll make you jealous. I'm wearing shorts. Oh, I think we lost Herb Eimerman. Looks like our connection cut out on me. So I'm going to thank Herb off the air so much for the wonderful music, for the chat today on Twirl Radio and Five Dimensional Man. And we're going to go out and play one of his songs. I think we're going to play song number 3 on the Five Dimensional Man album, Believe That I Do, here on Twirl Radio. Music from Herb Eimerman, Believe That I Do, off the Five Dimensional Man EP. And technology being what it is, we got cut off at the end right when Herb was asking me an embarrassing question. So, you know, it's kind of funny the way it all happened. So he asked me, what are you wearing? You know, since I asked him, what do you like to eat? And he said, that's fish. What are you wearing? So I'm rubbing it in a little bit because, you know, the weather's turning cold back east. I am wearing shorts and a t-shirt and sneakers. Yes, indeed, I am. Anyway, thank you so much to Herb Eimerman for a great chat. We'll have to catch up again soon, Herb. And Herb wanted me to say this out there, and I don't want to jinx anything, but he said, go Cubs, because you know what? The Chicago Cubs are farther along in the playoffs than they've been in a long, long time. And I'm just holding my breath. You know, we're all kind of thinking good thoughts for those guys. This is Twirl. I'm Mike. Why don't we hear some music by the producer and cohort on the Five Dimensional CD, Joe Algieri, along with Maria Socratis, and we're going to hear their cover of Jackson.